In today's podcast, Taishin looks at a school in Cambodia that teaches Chinese as a second language. If the global linguistic landscape is changing, one primary school in Cambodia is doing its part to embrace the Chinese language. From 1994 to 2011, China accounted for 20% of the total $40 billion worth of investment projects approved by the Cambodian government. In some ways, the shift in trade ties has paved a way to a closer sense of social involvement between the two countries, as reflected in a bilingual Mandarin school in Phnom Penh. Founded in 1915 by a group of overseas Chinese businessmen from Guangdong, the Duanhua School caters mainly to the ethnic Chinese community. The school boasts more than 16,000 students on its two campuses in the capital city, and has seen its intake of Cambodian students account for 5% of the student population, up from 2% 10 years ago. Li Huiming, principal of the school, said China's growing economic strength has accelerated an interest in learning Chinese within the country. There is a large amount of investment in Cambodia from culturally Chinese communities from Hong Kong to Malaysia, and the ability to use Mandarin as a common external language for business communication can facilitate in a student's job prospects. In the past 2 years, Duanhua saw its enrollment rise by 700 students. China considers Cambodia an ally in Southeast Asia and has been an important economic booster of the country's economy in recent years as its largest foreign investor. For Caixin Online, this is Diana Bates.